the Homeland Security Department says it's got the chance to create the model for the kind of civil service reform lots of others in government have only been talking about. DHS got authority from Congress to hire 1,000 new cybersecurity professionals. The Defense Department got a similar authority. Now DHS says it's working with DOD and the Office of Personnel Management to rethink the whole personnel and pay system. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco.
The Homeland Security Department is hiring. Members of the DHS executive suite mentioned it not once, not twice, but four separate times.
We are recruiting. I have cards.
For those that have not tried public service, I urge you to try it because it tastes great.
Luke has a need for quite a few people, and I know he's actually actively recruiting.
Federal service is great. I invite you to join us. 35 years in, and I love it, and I can't think of what I would want to do next. So please join us. We're looking for a few good people, right?
CIO Luke McCormick, Chief Procurement Officer Soraya Correa, Chief Human Capital Officer Angela Bailey, and Chief Financial Officer Chip Fulgham all say recruiting and retaining new talent is one of four major priorities at the department. And DHS says it now has an opportunity to come up with non-traditional ways to implement new hiring authorities. Congress gave DHS the authority back in 2014. DOD got a similar one in 2015. And last November, OPM gave DHS the final green light to hire 1,000 new cyber professionals. That means DHS needs to rethink the incentives and benefits it uses to attract new federal employees. Angela Bailey is the DHS Chief Human Capital Officer.
So when it comes to retention, some of the things that we're thinking about is we have to think non-traditionally. Maybe it really is more so about child care subsidy. Maybe it's about giving a sabbatical so someone can go back and get a PhD. Maybe it's a group retention to, you know, an incentive pay because someone has maintained their cyber credentialing that we really need them to have. But it needs to be a mixed bag, and we need to really just not think traditional anymore.
She says these ideas could serve as a model for broader personnel changes.
If all we do is implement basically a pay and personnel system that looks like today, then we've accomplished nothing. So we really want to get out there and lean really far forward and start thinking about things like maybe it's not a defined benefits package, maybe it's a total rewards package, where you negotiate your benefits depending on where you are in your life stage. Maybe it's things like a passport, where you come into the government and then you go back out into industry and then you come back into government. And it's an easy flow of back and forth because your work is going project-based. It's not gonna be this 30, 35 year defined career. It's gonna be more of a get in, like a special forces team. Get in, get the job done, and get out. And so we have to figure out what exactly it is that we wanna do within this bureaucracy, within this very traditional environment. How are we gonna be nimble enough to be able to actually implement things like that and sustain those into the future?
The goal is that these kinds of benefits would bring on a crop of younger talent to the federal workforce. Bailey says the average age of current employees is on the rise, and the average age for a new hire to the federal workforce is 33. Agencies have 164 ways to hire new employees, but they don't nearly use all of them.
We just need to use them. I mean, what's really happened is we've just gotten so bogged down with thinking only myopically and only about the one way that we learned 20 years ago. And instead, what we're have a real concerted effort to do within DHS is to peel that back and look and say, there are hundreds of different ways that we can bring people into the federal government. Let's actually start making use of all of those. And so I think you're going to see more of that from DHS immediately, not in the near future, but immediately.
The entire C-suite within DHS is taking on recruitment as a priority under Secretary Jay Johnson's Unity of Effort initiative. Chip Fulgham is the Deputy Undersecretary for Management and Chief Financial Officer at the department. He says this is just one area where the department is starting to take a more holistic approach.
We're a department of stovepipes, and we had a lot of stovepipes, and he wanted to begin to break those down so that we could, because together we're way better than we are individually. And so we started what we refer to, and I think Soraya talked about it briefly, was our unity of effort. And so when we looked at management, we saw some of the same things, that while management was doing very good things across the board, we too were stovepipes.
Bailey says DHS human resources specialists are sitting down with subject matter experts in the department's CIO office. They're writing job announcements together and talking about ways they can advertise opportunities on social media to find new talent. Here's Fulgham.
We've got to understand who we're trying to recruit and what their needs are so that we can better go after them, particularly as it relates to cyber. And then our hiring process takes too long. I think Angie would be the first one to tell you that. Mm-hmm. And when you look at the hiring process, it's linked to the budget process. It's also linked to the security clearance process. So we have undertaken some very practical things to reduce that timeline, starting with analyzing each step along the way, what's causing us issues, and shrinking that timeline down, both from a hiring perspective as well as a security perspective.
Fulgham says DHS is also trying to resist the urge to cut training opportunities and other internship and fellowship programs when budgets get tight. The department expanded its acquisition professionals career program 3 years ago to include other acquisition fields. DHS is also working with OPM to develop a cybersecurity track for the president's management fellowship program. It's an acknowledgement that hiring more cyber talent means creating a stronger pipeline to the federal workforce. Soraya Correa is the DHS chief procurement officer.
We're not doing anything really new. We're just using the authorities that are already out there. Yeah. We're actually like saying, let's peel back that onion and make sure that we've used every flexibility that's out there and used it in the right way. Because I think oftentimes we get bogged down sometimes with our risk-averse people who say, well, if you do that, it's risky. And because I always get the line, you could get a protest. I always say, bring it on.
Ultimately, though, it's about making the hiring process less complicated than it is today. Angela Bailey.
If you went, you know, in case any of you can't sleep at night, you want to read Title V on competitive hiring. You know, what it says is that we will hire from all segments of society. It's pretty much period, end of discussion. Now, if you went then and looked at all the regulations and all the rules and all the processes and policies that we've put in place, because heaven forbid we might get litigated, it's just, I mean, it's mountains full of regulations. But what the basic law says is that we will hire from all segments of society. So that's exactly what we're doing is we're just, I think that's what really Chip has charged me to do, is just go in and peel that all back and look at all of that and just get back to the basics and start hiring people.
In Washington, Nicola Grisco, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.